Hello, welcome to the Market Hall, Folk Under the Clock. My name's Mike Barker, and nice to see everybody back here again after, I guess some would call it a good summer. I certainly enjoyed it. Hope you got out to some festivals. And nice to be back in the hall again. You've probably heard about all the renovations that are planned here. Has anybody heard about? Yeah. There's been a bit of money. It's one of these, it's a federal make work program, I believe. Actually, it's much more than that. It's, the place is slowly falling apart, if you notice inside here over the years, and it's time to spend some money on it. And I'm sure you'll see more about it in the papers and the press in the next few weeks and months. Basically, the stage will be over there, and it's going to have quite a new look, but it's going to have the same great sound. You know, the acoustics in this place are fantastic. This is our 24th season of doing concerts here, and every artist that we bring in, just when Eliza and Robert came in tonight, they say, "Wow, what a great sound!" It is one of the best live venues for its size in Ontario, and tonight you'll hear that for sure. I should mention too, make sure you pick up some brochures of our season coming up this year. There's also a mailing list out there. If you want to put in your email, we can send you an update on what's happening. I'm just going to do a quick run through. You've been listening to Lenny Gallant, his brand new CD. In fact, we're having a CD release concert here. He'll be playing here October the 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. He'll be here with his trio. And let me tell you, it's one of the best albums I think he's put out in years, if not probably the best album. Great songs. Lenny Gallant, October 23rd. The wonderful Alex Cuba. Anybody see Alex when he was here with Jill Barber a few years ago? CBC's playing the heck out of him lately. An incredible Cuban musician living in Canada now. Going to have a brand new album out at the end of October. Again, it'll be a CD release concert here. November the 28th, Alex Cuba. And then Martin Joseph. Anybody catch Martin Joseph this year? All of a sudden, people have discovered Martin Joseph. Well, we've had him here a few times over the last few years, but let me tell you, he's one of the most amazing songwriters and performers. He'll be here February the 13th, and I believe it will be the last concert for Folk Under the Clock in the Market Hall, not forever, for next year. The hall will be closed for at least a year, so make sure you come to the next few shows, because enjoy what it is now, because it may be a different place. It will be a different place. So after February, we're moving two shows over to Showplace, because there's no Market Hall. It'll be being ripped to pieces, I'm sure, inside here and renovated. We have two incredible musicians, Kate Rusby, who is one of the hottest UK singer-songwriters these days. Just had a baby last week. She hasn't toured, she hasn't toured North America for many, many years. One time, afraid to fly, and seems to have got over that now. And she is an amazing songwriter. That's going to be a Showplace, March the 12th. And we're bringing back the wonderful Oyster Band from England, April 13th. So if you missed the Oyster Band last time, do not miss them this time. Well, it is a real treat to have Eliza Gilkison back here. It's been almost 3 years since she was here. And since she's been here, she's played all over the world, all different continents, and also has put out a brand new album. Well, I guess it's about a year old now. And if you don't have a copy of this, let me tell you, it is one of the best albums she has put out in my mind. And it's one album I play continuously at home. It's called Beautiful World. Incredible songs. We are so lucky to have her here, and I just can't say enough good things about her. I think she's fantastic. Would you welcome back to Peterborough, Eliza Gilkison?